know what you're talking about.
Who's he talking
to? Why are you talking to me?
How does he make his
voice
stupid?
You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about!
It is time for another installment of Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. It's 19 minutes before 9 o'clock, and joining me in the studio this morning is Kat. Cynthia not able to join me. Kat, how are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you, Mr. Weinberg?
Well, I'm okay, but I understand you got some bad news.
I do. I came in the studio and informed you immediately that I'm in mourning.
Yes.
One of my favorite characters from my guilty pleasure, Mob Wives, Big Ange, passed away this morning at 3:01 a.m., to be exact.
Well, it's sad she passed away, but
she was only 55, Todd.
I don't like hearing that.
Yeah, I know. The double nickel, not good sometimes. She smoker, and she literally carried an e-cigarette everywhere she went. Mm. And she had a cancerous tumor in her throat last season. Well, this season, it came out that she had stage 4 lung and brain cancer.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
And that just came out like 2 weeks ago. So I had said, you know, I tried to prepare my family for the fact that we were going to lose Big Ange. And we did, but she did pass away peacefully.
Well, that is good to know. And that's our subject today. We're not making light of anybody's passing, but
no.
The simple fact that we live with these people now on TV. And
You're right.
I don't honestly know where this came from. I do remember the first episodes of The Real Housewives, and I think it was The Real Housewives of Orange County or something on the West Coast. But anyway, a couple of people involved I had actually heard of before, so it kind of caught my attention
yeah.
when that show debuted. But now, of course, the television is just littered with these shows, and it's basically just following people around with the camera. So
yeah, and I mean, you can see some of it is scripted. I mean, mm-hmm. it has to be, because no one, even if you are a mob wife, no one has a great life every single solitary day. But I saw one advertise, and I forget, because I watch so many of these.
I'm the same way. It's like, which promo was that? What network is that? What are you talking about?
I'm called Mother Daughter. Have you seen that advertised?
I have not seen this one.
And literally, it is like mother-daughters in counseling. Like,
oh.
Mom fell in love with... Okay, you remember Doug Hutchinson, the actor, and he
sure.
married a 16-year-old or whatever?
Sure.
Mom admits, I'm in love with Doug. And I'm thinking, this might be... too guilty, even for my guilty pleasures.
I was going to say that's pretty rough, but you just wonder. What I always think of, and of course we're in this business where we understand there are producers running around finding these people and putting this all together. It doesn't just magically happen.
Right.
So what it's like, do they say to people, I'm sorry, you're not nearly dysfunctional enough. We're looking for complete weirdos. And then we're going to find some more to put on the set with you so that you'll fight.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, exactly. Sure. So it has to be. I mean, you have to be able to shop, so to speak, for that type of chemistry.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I think about that Mob Wives is just, I mean, even for me, sometimes I'm like, ooh.
Now, refresh my memory. Mob Wives is actually... women whose husbands or people in their families are involved with organized crime.
Yes.
Or allegedly.
Yes. Well, Sammy the Bull Gravano, his daughter Karen is on there.
Okay.
The executive producer and writer of is Graziano. Big Ange's uncle was Sally Dogs. He was mafia. So, yeah. And it's funny. What I like about it is they will say, you know, here's Drita DeVanzo, husband Lee. Served 4 years.
For mail fraud or something, you know?
Yeah,
Not for whacking people.
Yeah,
you know?
it's really, well, they were all thugs, you know, basically thieves. And Karen Gravano herself served some time for selling drugs. I mean, but she was but Sammy the Bull's daughter,
I
you know? She
say.
Was completely protected.
And they come by it naturally, you know? It's just part of their heritage.
Ooh. Let her walk by someone that says rat, and she flips.
Now, I'm going to call Kat out a little bit because I know something about Kat.
Mm-hmm.
One of your true guilty pleasures
yes.
is the same kind of show, but that features little women.
Yes.
Diminutive women.
Yes.
Now, what is that? I do not watch this one.
It's crazy, too. I that's my other shows is Little Women L.A., They had Little Women New York, which I don't think really went over quite as well. Right now, there's also Little Women Atlanta, and
and we should mention we are not talking about petite sizes. We're talking about individuals
legit,
with dwarfism or whatever.
Achondroplasia, and they have legit dwarfism. And I think what I like about it is not the fact that – I mean, you do see their struggles. And me, being a woman of quite tall stature – I know what it's like to have to stand up on a counter to get a bowl from the top shelf. I mean, what these women really have to overcome, not to mention the amount of health problems that's associated with it. But they're scrappy, man. they're about like the mob wives. They're protective of their own. And I'm going to say this, and people are going to – I'm going to get some backlash for it. But women can be nasty to other women.
Oh, surely you jest.
It's true.
It can't be true.
It is true, Todd.
Women are all goodness and nurturing.
And I think that's what we love. And they can be.
Sure.
Rip your weave out 1 second and then cradle your baby the next. That's what I like.
Rip your weave out. That
well,
is
they,
a person.
They all have hair extensions, you know.
That is a person who is peeved, man.
Yeah.
I paid good money for that weave.
Don't go for the weave.
The reason Kat and I decided to talk about this morning, we both have our guilty pleasures. Kat and I could have tried to go on all day about these topics. So,
But
we're running a little short on time. But, of course, one of the ones we both like, new season of Ink Master, getting ready to start just a couple of weeks. So that's exciting. Bad-tempered people with artistic skills. 1 minute, let's just say, 1 minute they're shouting about their art and their passion, and the next minute it's like, you are bleep, bleep, bleep.
You know? It's amazing to me. The other show that we watch together is Face Off, and they come together and they help each other. Even if I am short on time, I will help you get your mold open.
That's right.
On Ink Master, they will sabotage everything that you're about.
Exactly.
And I love it.
For anybody who doesn't watch these shows, Ink Master is a competition show where it's tattoo artists.
Yeah.
And they actually have them do tattoos on the show. They get volunteers to come in, and for free, they get fairly elaborate tattoos. And sometimes free is way too much money to pay for the tattoos they get. But other times, they get masterpieces.
Well, and you have no say.
Yeah.
You know, they'll advertise, are you interested in a head tattoo? Text, blah, blah, blah. And so, yeah, you go in and say, oh, but I was thinking I want a nice feminine flower. No, you're getting a skull. You're getting a Day of the Dead tattoo.
We're not doing tattoos today, princess.
What's the longest you've sat for a tattoo?
Well, it has been a long time, but I think about an hour, hour and a half, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
I don't have any that are particularly large.
Yeah.
But back in my military days, I did sit for a couple. But
yeah, I think about that, and I think my longest was 2 hours, and I think – they go in minimum 6 hours, and the finalists do 36-hour back pieces. I mean, they don't sit, obviously, for a whole 36 hours, but I want to leave with it done.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm over it.
If it's that big, I don't want to heal up 3, 4, 5 times.
Yeah,
you know,
don't you love it when people say, does it hurt? And my answer to that is, oh, honey, and shouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. They're sticking needles into your skin, so there's going to be some discomfort. But
yeah, March 1st, that comes back. So.
I was actually very fortunate in choosing very fleshy parts of my body to have tattoos put on. That helps.
Yeah.
The thicker the skin is, the less the pain is. But
Ask the tattoo artist if he has one on his foot or she has one on her rib cage.
I was just going to say,
I
know so many women with ankle tattoos, and I always think, oh, my goodness, the skin is so thin.
Or on the top of the foot.
Yeah. That just anything on the foot must – and the foot is sensitive.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I didn't find it was that bad, but I have 5.
I see.
So I know what to expect.
There you go.
But, yes, the fleshier the better.
Well, we will be watching TV, not showing off our
Isn't
tattoos.
That terrible?
So we will do this periodically. How's that sound?
Sounds
we'll
good
bring
to
everybody
me.
Up to date on the trashy television they should be watching and the stuff – someday we'll get to the stuff I cannot figure out, like the guy who makes his living building $60,000 tree houses for people. I've never figured out where the clients come from.
Or the guys that build swords.
Yeah.
Like Forged in Fire or whatever on History Channel. I'm just like, what?
On that note, we will call it a morning. Kat, thanks for sitting in.
Thanks for having me.
This is Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.